Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Stargaze Week 19 Creator Chat. Let's take a listen.
Hey everybody, welcome to our weekly space. We will be starting in a few minutes, and we will have an update from Stargaze and about Meteor Shower 15 as well. See you guys in a minute. All right, we'll go ahead and get started right now. We have Shane on, and he will be giving us a quick update on the development side of things.
Hey, how's everyone going? How's everyone doing?
Very excited about this this space because I'm a huge fan of AV collections. So very excited to hear from all you guys all about the processes and what goes into building this stuff. Quick update from the developer side of things. Still working on Launchpad V2, almost there. It's going to have a creation fee, random minting, airdrop fee, a couple other things. I am still working on a Commonwealth post with all the details because obviously want to run it by all you guys and get some feedback on it. So I hope to get that out hopefully by Monday. There's been a couple of updates to the website. So finally, we have collections sorted by volume. So if you go to Marketplace, you'll see the collection sorted by daily volume. So it should be much easier to navigate that now. Also, there's been an update to floor prices, so it should be more accurate. And just some other like image enhancements and stuff like that too. So a bunch of enhancements to make sure that we support all the audio and video collections that are launching tomorrow. So that's really the main stuff for this week. I'll hand it back to Ruan.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Also, one thing to note, I believe the default sort is by volume. But you won't not be able to select it from the sidebar yet. Also, another thing we want to address is that is the Loopy LaRue tribe. Those guys is essentially ran out of money and they're not able to continue the project. We have one of the founders on right now to discuss the project. Well, he was on a second ago. Helsinki?
Yes. Hello. You hear me?
Okay. There you are. Hey there. Would you like to address pretty much what happened with the project and what the future of it is right now?
Yes. So actually what we are doing now is we are talking with the community. This is also the part that we are doing now. And the thing is that we are actually ending the project and we are because like we don't have the funds to develop it anymore. The thing is that we was actually working on this project like almost half of the year, and we are on a big minus, I would say, after mint, and we just can't develop it any longer. We all, like, people in the team are also not happy, like all of us are not happy. And yeah, like now we want to really like be here, try to resolve what we can, and talk with the community.
How did it all go down? How did you guys decide to make that decision, and how was it communicated the way it was?
So the thing was like after mint, we actually look at our budgets and how we actually like we looked at our expenses and we calculated everything with the current price of stars, and we actually lost a lot of money, I would say. And so, like, we needed to talk with people. They didn't have big percentages of, like, from the mint, right? We had a lot of team members, like more than 10 people in the team. But the idea was to really build something big. But with the current, like, market cap, I would say, of the project, it's not possible. So people needed to also step down, like start to work somewhere, like somewhere else, to really have the money to live, I would say. And a lot of us needed to do something like that. So that's why we didn't we like make this decision.
So were you funding? You're the founder, right? And you were funding the project through your own pocket?
Yes. So on the beginning of the project, yes. So everything actually was from my pockets, like paying to people, paying for marketing expenses. And yeah, like after Mint, we actually needed to pay to some people who was like on the percentage, right? Paid for website with people that we agreed like they will get like money after we mint out. And yeah, so we paid for everyone. And yeah, I needed to actually like put also my money from my pocket to pay people, because like I didn't want to leave it in the way like, hey, we just didn't raise, so I can't pay you anything, right? Because they also work like a lot of months. And yeah, I know it's not bad situation. I know it's bad situation, but yeah, it is what it is. But I'm still here with the team, and we want to like make it like we want to resolve it somehow.
So, what are the steps you guys are taking now to resolve it, to move it forward, and give it to the community?
So we are actually opened a channel on our Discord with like rebirth of the project. We are actually looking for people who will take care of the project and who want to like develop it, because we as a team, we need to like actually get the jobs, right? If someone didn't have it, because like now the times are very bad for a lot of us. So this is the steps now. We want to actually find people who will want to actually develop the project further.
And what positions are you guys looking for, and how is that process coming about so far?
So we actually started today, and we are actually looking for moderators, for people who will be on the higher positions, right, as founders of the project. And we are actually looking for people now. So we are waiting for requests, actually, and we want to also like give our Twitter account to the like new founder.
Can you refresh us on what your goal and the mission was?
So the Loopy Lorries tribe was all about the education, right? So we wanted to be like a gateways for Terra first. And after Terra collapsed, we actually moved to Cosmos and Stargaze. And we want to be like, we wanted to be like a gateways, right? So people can look at us like on our market researches, look at the Discord classes, where they can actually get educated about like whole Cosmos ecosystem, about NFTs, like on what they should look for. We wanted to like prepare, we are actually doing that, preparing a lot of articles, a lot of guides for newbies, for normal people. And that was like our vision, to educate as many people as we can, actually.
And so you're still looking for those educators and analysts as well to help develop the program?
Yes, exactly.
And what's happening to the treasury and NFTs you saved, as well as the admin wallet?
So the treasury got burned, and like we announced it on the Discord already. And yeah, it got burned, all of it.
What about the private keys for the wallet? If you're no longer going to be involved, are you the one that currently holds the private keys?
Yes, I am. And I think after like moving the project in terms of like to someone else, the keys will not be needed, because we want to, like, for now we want to put the royalties to 0% so we can't actually get anything from it. But if we won't be able to transfer the wallet, if the project will be developed further, we will actually move the also wallet to a new person. It's not a problem.
Okay. So yeah, currently you cannot change royalties in the contract. But yeah, I mean, you can work with the community on who gets the private keys, or you can maybe put it into a multi-sig. But yeah, that's something to look into. I want to get to the projects this week, but I also want to take a question or two for you if anyone wants to talk about the tribe. Is there anyone who has a question for Helsinki before we move on to the creators? Go ahead.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to make a comment. There's a bunch of people on social media calling this a rug. And, you know, I just want to clarify the terminology here. A rug is when a project will, mint and then take all the money and run, and you don't hear anything back from them, right? In this case, we have the creator of the project here talking about it, talking about their future plans, and, talking about how to move forward. So there's a difference between a failed project and a rug. And most startups and most projects fail. So just want to clear up some terminology there. That's all.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not easy to do a project like this, and especially when you don't make the funds, you don't mint to where you exactly want to be. Continuing the project could be difficult. I know we'll see more of that in the future. Sunnyside, do you have a question for the tribe?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I just kind of want to go off and piggyback off what Shane said. I'm sure you guys are aware. You saw this long Twitter thread specifically about Loopy. Even members on my team, disagree on here. But like, there's a long research thread on how their team was quote unquote acting suspicious. But I mean, I don't think it lines up with what Loopy did at all in terms of that, but it caught a lot of attraction. At the time, they said, they burned the rest of the supply. They kept the one of ones, but they hadn't listed them for sale or anything on the marketplace. They could have gave them back to holders, things like that. At the time that thread was posted, and then the follow-up thread was posted, there was really just no proof. And I think things like that online get traction really quick when people don't quite fully understand what's going on in the back scenes. So I'm just kind of backing up Loopy, I guess, in terms of how I saw the process play out.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually saw that, like, we had some thought on the beginning, and a lot of people were asking questions like, what about the one-to-ones? Like this is the thing in this space, you can make a decision, right? So we've got the decision that we want to move we left the one-to-ones for us, and we actually had an intention to give those one-to-ones to whales, right? But some people just look at it, just make a quick threat, like, hey, they are scamming, ragging, why they have so much one-to-ones for themselves. They didn't actually, a lot of people who was actually telling that they wasn't even involved, and they wasn't even the holders, and they didn't knew about anything about the project, and I was saying that. So it's like, it's crypto, I think. And so we, like, people who are actually involved in the project know this.
Yeah, thank you very much. This also goes to clarify that you don't know what the projects will end up being, a month, 3 months, 6 months from now. Do your own research and, buy what you feel that you really like. I think that'll be now. Is there anything else you want to tell us before we move on to the creators this week?
Yes. So if anyone have some suggestions for Loopy Loris or anyone want to get involved, like hit me a DM or maybe like talk on Discord. We have like new channel, like I said. And yeah, like I want to say that it's, as a founder, I feel like it's like most of the, if you have failed project, I taking the responsibility for myself, and I know it's like all from the top, it's my fault. I'm taking it. And yeah, I want to like I want to apologize for every holder of Loopy for now. Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
I guess what I would ask you too is like, what did you learn from this situation?
So I actually think that you need to calculate the expenses from this is the most important thing, and you need to also talk with the community and ask act quicker in terms like if there is a fault, you need to be there, you need to be there talking and actually like telling people what is going on and announcing, asking them things, because we actually didn't told people that we didn't ask them, hey guys, should we burn on or should we left the mint to keep it going and we will develop it, like we will be developing anyway. We didn't ask this, right? We just like announce it, we are burning, and we didn't ask it. So the most important thing is just ask people, be there.
Yeah, community interaction involvement is extremely important. Suryad, do you have a question? Suryad, you're on.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just curious. I'm trying to join the Discord, and I'm unable to do so. Have you decommissioned the Discord?
Yes, like we actually removed our rules as a team to like get new team on board, but the link should work anyway.
Okay, yeah, just on the main website, loopylorestribe.com, you might want to update your Discord link.
Yes, maybe that's why. Yeah, okay, we will do that. But on the on our Twitter, you have the good link. Thank you, man.
No worries. Sorry to hear. Hopefully you learn from your lessons.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll go ahead and switch gears now into this week's creators, Meteor Shower 15. We have 6 AV projects we're dropping, and we have 2 of the creators on with us, Glitch Candies and Signal. Kochi from Glitch Candies is actually the one who helped really organize this drop, so maybe you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, thanks. We are really excited about this this drop because it kind of brings our passion and cool artists together. We really organized it kind of internally with our community and with the projects and artists we know in real life. So I think it's it brings kind of hopefully like a new or important moment in the history of Stargaze or Cosmos, because we introduced an audiovisual aspect and kind of wanted to highlight audiovisual functionality of Stargaze Marketplace, because the video players are really awesome, and I haven't seen any collections actually utilizing that. So we thought like it would be great to do that. So we came together with artists who are actually in the field for many years. Like over a decade, and each of them are looking at music and visuals from different perspective, and they're coming with different angles. Some of the collections are generative, some are produced, and all of the collections are really limited. So like all the NFTs combined from all the projects is 1312. That's why we called it Meteor Shower, because there's lots of NFTs dropping at the same time, lots of projects, but it's really limited. We also focused on making it high quality, so it's like really high quality art. Lots of like our collection, Glitch Candies, it's really artisan. We actually render real time every candy. It's generative, but we are jamming with the algorithms that we create. We made new algorithms, we have some new models, new music, new audio traits, new format, everything is new. and the collection is of 200 as our community voted. They wanted to have 200 additional candies, so that's what we are kind of delivering. We also delivered our audiovisual drop as promised from Genesis collection that landed like last month, and now we created new. So we thought like it's cool as a generation 2 candies. They have new effects, and I'm really pleased with how this collection came through. And also I wanted to say that we wanted to invite everyone to event in the Decentraland that we are preparing that will go over the whole weekend, and we'll have some installation going with all the collections that will be displayed in the Decentraland in the scene, and hopefully guys will enjoy it. We also want to kind of promote Cosmos through this event and bridge community from the Decentraland to Stargaze and have some incentives for people to mint on Stargaze. So we'll make like a mission where whoever bridges their stars or their Ethereum and purchases stars and gets the candy, they will receive Atom and Stars rewards. Hopefully that will bring some incentive and new people joining Cosmos from the Decentraland and Ethereum. Because through our project, we kind of connect the communities both in the Decentraland and in Cosmos. Because we are organizing regular events in the Decentraland, and that will be one of them. So it's a good occasion to do that. There is a few more artists actually in here as well, because there's No Face ID, I see, and Zahra from Oscillations, and there's NFT TVs as well. So maybe the guys can comment. Chat about their projects too, because they're like really awesome projects. If anyone was watching the testnet, they could see some really cool stuff coming. And maybe like a last thing I can talk about the whole drop is that we made this meteor shower. I don't know if you guys have seen the meteor drop that happened yesterday, which were 10 meteors. And all the holders who managed to capture and to see the meteors flying will receive airdrop from each of the projects that is dropping on Friday. So we will take snapshot probably just before the mint, and people will mint to the holders of meteors. And we see that as a potential opening maybe of the future or a way of collaborating in the future between the artists that are involved in this drop, but also a way of bringing new artists into the Stargaze as a kind of either a curation, club or label, NFT label that we are planning to have maybe releases in some point in the future, maybe regular. So it will be up to the artists to discuss. But everything is really community organized, and I really like that aspect that it came from the ground up. So hope you guys enjoy. I think it's gonna be interesting drop, especially for collectors looking for a rare piece of art and high quality works.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this will be a great showcase of what you can do with AV and on Stargaze. Thank you very much for organizing it. Signal, can you tell us about your project that's going to be dropping tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. First thing I wanted to say, it's kind of cool. It's pretty, the collaboration with Witch Candies and everybody else is pretty kind of grassroots, I guess you could say, in the sense that we were first introduced to Witch Candies from someone from our community who was also a member of theirs, and we got talking. And, I think, like, I really appreciate the work that Koshi is doing, trying to promote community collaboration as well as promote Stargaze and bring in people from the central land and so on as well, especially for like a new project like us, working with a series that's like a Genesis series like Witch Candies is really cool. As far as Signal, so our project, we're also a CW20 token on Juno. Signal is an alternate reality game, a kind of puzzle game about interstellar contact. So alternate reality games I think most people are probably familiar with it, but usually it's something that you play across multiple medias. You know, it's kind of treated as something that is canonically in real life in a way. So there's mysteries, lore hidden across different things like, you know, Twitter, YouTube, even real life, things like that. And the way ours works is that the premise is that the Signal organization has started to receive these kind of mysterious transmissions from outer space somewhere, and we're reaching out to the community to help us decipher them. So we've actually been, our project's been operating for a few months now. We do have an active community that's been working collaboratively to solve these transmissions and other puzzles that we put out. So the game is ongoing. It's actively being played. A lot of our puzzles go out in the form of like YouTube videos that have kind of fairly elaborate, fairly layered audiovisual puzzles in them. And this is our first NFT launch, which is pretty exciting for us. Signal is, we have a fixed narrative that we're following that will progress as people solve certain puzzles. It's gonna span about 12 to 18 months, and we're in kind of month two or three right now, roughly. So what this collection represents is a kind of milestone in the community. There is a recent transmission that was deciphered by the community. In it, the mysterious senders of these transmissions, they included a kind of puzzle that hinted at the 10 most common elements in the Milky Way galaxy. And so from that, you know, the community was kind of able to deduce that, okay, these transmissions are coming from an intelligent source, one that, you know, has some kind of sophisticated scientific knowledge, as well as one that is trying to communicate that they have some commonalities with us. They're in the same galaxy as us and so on, right? So this series is 10 entities that are representations. Each of them are an individual representation of one of the most common elements in the galaxy. They're designed individually. We don't use any generative stuff. We have an audio designer and a visual designer who work together to design these like by hand. It's a very limited collection. We think it's special because, for one, it comes from genuine community progress in the Signal game, in the Signal narrative. It's kind of a milestone thing that we think celebrates what we've been able to accomplish so far. Secondly, it's one of the first of many collections that we have planned over the next year and a half or so. And also, you know, these NFTs, like other things in our game, you know, there may or may not be puzzles hidden in them. They may or may not have a special role in the story moving forward. So we think that they will have, you know, with these things combined, we think it has a lot of meaning, and hopefully we'll play a really interesting role over the next years or so.
Okay, very cool. So the game is currently active and playable.
Yeah, that's right. So it's, you know, it's like an alternate reality game. So we have hints, puzzles hidden on things like YouTube or various other places. And, you know, the game is played by the community kind of digging and figuring these things out, working together to decipher them. Our puzzles, I think, are fairly complex. We try to, even though the people in our community are pretty smart, and, you know, like, it takes us a long time to design something, and then they tend to solve it very quickly sometimes. It is something that is designed so that it, you know, requires people in the community to work together to try to figure things out, or, you know, share theories about what certain things might mean. So it is an active game. Not a game in the sense that we've built a specific platform for it. But one nonetheless. You know, we're very inspired by kind of like this old game on there's an old website game called like Not Prawn, for example. I don't know if anyone remembers that. There's like an old game where you just go to it and like the first website is just a picture of a door, and there's a kind of clue in a to get to the next level, you have to go up into the URL and manually switch the URL to get to the next page. And then kind of, you know, different puzzles of expanding complexity after that. So we want it to be something that, you know, we have puzzles that are across all kinds of platforms. A lot of them are audiovisual, of course. For example, we have we often have images put in the audio itself that you need to use a spectrogram to unearth. It's an active game. You know, we encourage everyone to join in. There's lots of interesting discussions going on in terms of specifically deciphering the puzzles, as well as, you know, people, you know, theorizing about what it could all mean and so on. And basically what we do is we use the RCW20 token to pay out rewards to people. So once a month, we take a look around in the Discord at, you know, at what kind of contributions people have made, and then we give out our token as rewards.
Okay, very cool. Thank you very much. Let's go and hear from No Face ID.
Hello, guys. My name is No Face ID. I'm pretty fresh in this space. For example, this is the my presence here is exploring this bridging Web2 to Web3 in terms of profile pictures, because I created 200 pieces of generative art. And it's made in VVVV, 4V. If anyone knows about creative coding, you will know the environment. So it's audio reactive. Each piece has different clicks and glitches. So each face reacts to the sound. And the faces are not just regular people. They are AI generated. I used a platform called Generated Photos. So those people did not ever exist. So it's a blend of everyone, and it's a blend of different ethnic groups. Each piece is a blend of female, male, mix of both. So it's a gender fluid kind of collection. So each piece has different colors, and they are pretty much platform ready. I was thinking about Twitter. I was thinking about Discord. They just introduced the animated GIFs as a profile picture, so you can use this. I think it will work in different aspects, because more and more platforms are allowing short MP4s as a loop. So you can use it on TikTok, for example, and you can be this anonymous kind of guy that it's basically a person, but the algorithm won't detect any of the living person because it's AI generated. So, as I said, and yeah, it's exploring this kind of, you know, being anonymous, being doxxed in this space. I think the next step for me as an artist will be moving this to the AR space, because filters are a big thing I'm exploring. So creating a collection based on filters is I think will be the next step for me. I'm also working in the Decentraland. I'm exploring the metaverse space as Koshi. And yeah, this collection is basically game ready, because I'm using 3D models. And each 3D model is just, you know, you can export this and use it. It's a low-poly 3D model, so you can use it directly into low-poly environments like the Decentraland. So I think this collection is pretty much future-proof and allows me to explore the space further. Also, each face, no face, each no face contains different traits, and the traits can be built. For example, you know, I can build on top of that next collection, or maybe extend, because 200 pieces is very limited. So it's just a start. So I encourage you guys to look at the collection, and hopefully you will like it and use it maybe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I like the exploration in privacy and anonymity. What is your background? This is your first NFT collection?
Actually, my background is a media artist. I was exploring NFT space from the start. Basically, I was started with CryptoKitties, and we didn't call them NFTs then, but now after the big NFT hype, I started to create some custom pieces. I'm working in Unreal Engine as well as in 4V. So I'm exploring different aspects of the NFT space, connecting real-time data to my pieces. So they are, you know, based on the transactions, for example. In this collection, I wasn't using any Web3 data, but this was more audiovisual as other meteors. So that was my take on it. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where this is going to go. For example, as I said before, Stargaze is really good for artists and creators, as it's a low. It's very easy to set up the collection. I was, you know, I'm new to this space, but it wasn't too hard for me. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to work with you guys.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I was muted. I was muted. I was saying let's hear from the dance set.
Hi everyone, thanks for having us. We're the Dance Ant. Dance Ant's a collective of three of us. There's two of us from the music industry and one from the visual effects sort of motion design side of things. The first member is Get Carty. He's a music producer. He's got over 30 years experience in producing electronic music, run his own very successful record label, and he's also produced on some pretty high profile labels such as Paul Oakenfold's Perfecto Records. So he's very, very experienced in the field. We've also got Wee Bo. He's the motion designer and he's a visual effects artist. And he's also got some pretty high profile credits to his name as well, having produced several West End Broadway shows such as Finding Neverland and The Prince of Egypt. He's also worked on the British Broadcasting Corporation over in the UK on some television projects. And he's now a senior design lead at a software company who make cutting edge 3D design software, which is what he's using to produce our NFTs. And myself, Pete Fish, I started out as a techno DJ back in the 90s. I then got into making music with Get Carty and collaborated with him for a while. And I now spend most of my time sort of noodling on modular synths, which is how I got to meet Koshi and some of the others that are also involved in the modular synthesis side of things. The three of us really... we're really excited about getting into NFTs. This is our first NFT project. We'd got a little bit bored with the sort of avenues that we had available to us to release creative content. And as a result, all three of us really have started to take a bit more behind-the-scenes roles in what we're doing. So this is the first time that the three of us have produced artistic content for a little while, and we're really excited to sort of see where it's going to take us. The collection is a collection of 303 audiovisual NFTs. The reason we've gone for 303 is that it's the model of a famous techno bass synth made by Roland, which was basically used in all of the old techno music in the 1990s. Each of the NFTs has a techno inspired backing track. Hence the TV303 reference. And the techno has been put together by Get Carty using some randomly generated loops. So he's randomly generated loops using a digital modular synthesizer and some software and a bunch of plugins. And then he's taken the loops and manually put them together into a techno groove. The reason he's done it this way is that we weren't able to sort of randomly generate beat-driven techno music that grooved properly. So to get it to sound like a proper techno record, it was essential to actually spend the time putting it together manually, and that's what he's done. And we're really pleased with the results. We think it sound as good as a proper techno release would. On the visual side, we have a 3D video, which is 3D mannequins in various different scenes performing 1920s inspired dance moves to the music. And although it's not generative, we have tried to involve traits. And the reason that we've gone down that route, had various traits that we put in manually, is so that people can still enjoy minting potentially rare NFT or an NFT that would be rarer than some of the others. So we're going to have some that are more rare than others, albeit that the collection is relatively small and so they're all fairly rare to begin with. On the community side of things, the NFTs are not just going to be a piece of art to enjoy, they're also going to entitle the holders to vote on what we do with our future drops. So this first 303 is going to form part of a larger collection of 909 pieces. But the first 303 are going to be entitled to OG status and have special voting rights within the community. And the idea is that we want the community to decide what they want us to produce. And we'll have votes to see which direction they want us to take with the next one. So, for example, they may vote on the style of music, whether it's beat driven or it's just sort of ambient, beatless music, that kind of thing. And the ultimate goal is that we want to build the first VR nightclub in the network metaverse. So we bought some land in network already, and we intend to build a nightclub on there, host events, and the NFTs will act as a key to get into those events. And also, again, carry voting rights so that the community has a say in the type of events and nights that we put on there. Network's still relatively young, so we are considering at the moment, well, looking at the moment into the idea of doing something in Decentraland, and we may well call on Koshi to help us with that because he's doing some amazing work over there at the moment for us. So that's something else that we're looking to do. And one final thing that I've just started to look at is the potential to stream our NFTs live in a live technical environment, so in the real world. So we've got I've got contacts in the music industry, and I know a promoter in Leeds, England, who puts on techno nights every few months. And I've approached him to see whether we can stream some of the NFTs live at one of his events. If there are any holders in the UK that want to attend that event, then the NFT would also grant them access to that free of charge. And I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a couple more people on today, so I'm going to go ahead and go directly to the audience for any questions for the artists we have here. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand. I want to mention, actually, there are two artists who are not able to make it here that their projects will be launching tomorrow. One is Oscillations. Maybe Koshi, do you want to maybe describe Oscillations a little bit?
He's actually here, is Zakra. Oh. with the mask. You see, like, there is like a pixelated mask.
Is he speaking? He's not a speaker, is he?
No, Zakra requests the speaking.
I do not have a speaking request from him, but if he, you have to be on mobile. He has to be on mobile.
I'm not sure if he's I can mention about the collection. For everyone actually to look at any of the projects involved, have a look at the website metershower.day. And there are links to all the projects, and there's information about each collection. Oscillations, it's really cool project. He's using like science fiction as a theme, but also images.
Oh, he's on, Sajira.
Oh, he's there. Zakra, go for it.
Hi everyone. Yes, I am Zakra. Normally, I was not using my real voice, but yes, I decided for this special meeting to use my voice, and. Yes, I will tell a little about the project. Normally, I work as a musician and visual artist. That is what I do in this physical dimension. That is my daily job, in a way. But I wanted to... I got introduced by Koshi about this AV community, and I found this very, very interested on a new form of sharing audiovisual pieces. And this is why the main reason why I am here. That is because the interest of sharing new and find new forms of communication. And I think this form of NFT is a form of doing that. And this first drop is about randomness, glitches, and semi-generative stuff. So I work with abstract visualizations on abstract music. And the collection is about 500 items. They are 10 seconds each one, based in these three topics that I'm using: glitch, semi-randomness, and semi-generative stuff. And the sound is produced with all analog synthesizers in this first collection. I have the idea more to connect this not only in the virtual way. So as I work a lot, so I have a lot. I have a lot in the experimental scene here in Switzerland. So I want to have, at the moment it's more a plan, but we are together with Koshi preparing something for September. Will be the first audiovisual concert that will happen in the real space, the physical space, projecting stuff from the decentralized land, and at the same time using some NFT that we created during this time. So we are trying to find ways to connect these two dimensions in a way, so that people can in a way interact not only in the virtual space but have some benefits or some access to the virtual to physical events that can happen. And at the same time, yes, I am interested to release albums, but they are only produced for the virtual world, not for physical world, so not the classical vinyl or like that. And yes, it's all experimenting on trying to find new ways to connect with people that are interested in audiovisual stuff.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to your drop. And there's another person who is going to drop a collection. Who I don't think he's on here right now. NFTV turntables, and that's using modular synthesizers to create the video elements and with electronic music as the backing. I don't know if Koshi, if you want to expand on that project any.
Yeah, I think that the NFT TVs are using both modular synthesis for sound and for the image. And I think like in this collection is quite limited. I think it's 44 pieces, if I remember correctly, of the turntables. And in general, I see the theme across all the projects, and it wasn't intentional, but most of the artists are into the modular synthesizers and actually creating algorithmic music using physical devices on custom setups. So modular synthesizers are, you know, like I find them like NFTs in real world, you know, because you create your synthesizer, you collect the modules, each module is from different manufacturer, and then you end up making music with them. You build your own instrument by combining the modules, and then you can patch them with the actual cables, and you patch the voltage. And with the voltage, you control the sound. So you have like total control over your instrument. And each time you unpatch, so like reset the instrument, you build the new one. And it's kind of living the moment. So I see like with this as a kind of theme across the most of the projects actually involved in this drop, that artists use that.
to generate the sound content or the audio content for the audiovisual pieces. I think it's really I'm really excited for this drop to happen on Stargaze with the new artist coming. Like Zahra literally just dropped first on testnet without having even a Kepler wallet, you know. Like, so it's super exciting and new. I want to also say big thanks to the whole community, because it's really awesome. Like, especially like in this time, everyone was so helpful and accommodating and helping us, both like Stargaze team, you guys. So thanks heaps for being so open to our experiments and our ideas, and all the different guys from who are doing like IBC NFT, for example, and our communities that are sharing the content and helping us spread the word. It's really awesome. It's really community in here. So it's we are really pleased to be here, and hopefully people enjoy the works.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Now if there's any questions from the audience, please raise your hand or request to speak, and we'll get you on. I guess another question for you, Kochi, is that some of these projects did apply to us, but you came to us with an idea to have all of these launched together. How did you find maybe some of the other projects, or how did you collaborate together initially to get this drop together?
So I thought like this is kind of no-brainer to bring everyone together and actually do a collaborative draw, because originally when NFTs were starting, that's how actually artists were working, and just on different network, on Ethereum. So they were just minting to each other, or collaboratively and building the scene. So I felt like this is what is needed, and I felt like we need to build a momentum on Stargaze and bring more like-minded projects to kind of bring excitement to the collector and actually show variety of audiovisual works as a Glitch Candies, we are one of the only collections I think that are audiovisual at the moment, so I thought it was great to bring community. And some of the guys I know from real life, somewhere like us, Signal, we're saying like Money Mo, our OG, introduced us. He said like, oh, you should look into Signal, and then we collaborated in Decentraland with Signal. We just dropped like one of their hints, and we started doing puzzles as well in there, and they found the engagement, and that was kind of common interest in community engagement. And with NFT TVs, I think like you suggested us to have a look, and we collaborated on one of the drops of NFT Glitch Candies NFT TVs, and then we thought like, oh hey, like you should do, we are organizing the drop, like join us, you know, like so. From various angles, basically, like we decided that it would be cool to have collaborative kind of like a audiovisual genesis, as we kind of see it, like as the first drop for audiovisual. And hopefully we can continue. Like, it was great to see it, because we were on the calls together with all the artists. I actually really wanted to, you know, like everyone to decide. And then we have some really cool ideas of actually doing it as a regular drop, or as a NFT label, or a way to find bring new artists in, and that they can both come to Stargaze and release regular but really small collections. I think that will be quite exciting to have in both in Cosmos and on Stargaze. You know, for example, like, you know, like 50 pieces, and maybe one Meteor. You buy the Meteor and you don't know what it is, if it's Glitch Candy inside, or if it's collaboration between Dansand and No Face, or maybe this is new artist, you know. So there's lots of mechanics and cool things we can do, and since we are all like audiovisual generative, and I think that can bring cool and create cool community around. And also lots of guys are also involved in metaverse or interested in metaverse, so it could potentially make events as well, as we do with Glitch Candies. So we are exploring a Decentraland SDK Stargaze tools at the same time. So hopefully that answers your question.
Oh yeah, no, it certainly does. Yeah, now's the best time to make connections and build. You know, when things are kind of relatively quiet compared to maybe this time last year, it's a really good time to get together and meet other people in the space. So yeah, let's see. Do we have any questions from the community? Anybody want to ask these creators anything about their project? Signal, I have a question for you. So yours is a game. Was it a game first, and then did the blockchain aspect come later, or was it built from the ground up to be like a blockchain game?
Yeah, we got the idea. Not a game first. We've designed it specifically to interact with the Cosmos environment. You know, when Juno launched and you brought in a lot of stuff like new Juno tooling, like Juno Mint, DAO, and so on, we thought that that kind of brought a lot of opportunity to kind of experiment and explore different ways of both community building as well as kind of play. But, you know, it's obviously something that we could put out that doesn't have blockchain attached to it. You know, we could go and put puzzles all over the neighborhood if we wanted to. But I think that things like, for example, the CW20 token, it provides us a community interface to reward people, encourage them to play the game. The DAO is, as the rewards are distributed, the DAO becomes a way for a community to be actually kind of built around shared interests. So we're excited to see what's to come from that, you know, after a year, a year and a half, when our supply is more thoroughly distributed. And then the NFTs are a way to kind of preserve, I think, kind of meaning and value in certain milestones in the project. Like I said, like, this is a limited 10-piece collection associated with a specific puzzle people solve. And then ones down the road will also kind of, perhaps they'll have puzzles built into them, for example. I always thought it was, you know, one thing that I always found really interesting is, you know, when a collection mints and you see all these people in Discord like sharing, like, hey, this is the one I minted, and it's all cool, nice traits, blah, blah, blah. I think it's very cool if in that environment you were able to have a collection that was produced that had a puzzle across it. And, you know, as people are sharing what they just minted, as a community, they're maybe able to notice certain patterns, work together, and solve the mystery behind it. So we definitely designed it specifically to, you know, to interact with various tools across Cosmos.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see, any more questions? I know Helsinki. I know you said you wanted to say something at the end here.
Yes. So guys, still the founder of Loopy here. I have like one last thing to actually add, because I forgot about this. I really want to thank you to all of the persons who are actually supporting us on the chats and bringing the ideas, and mostly the guy who is Curious Cosmonaut. He's bringing a lot of ideas in terms of like Treasury Burn, Rebirth Channel, and a lot of the things. And I want to tell to all project creators now that, guys, because I did one mistake. When we had a thought, I actually looked at this thought and I was like, oh my God, he don't know anything what he's actually saying, right? And this guy, actually, I understood it now. And when someone is raising something on Twitter and he's doing a thread, it's sometimes you can actually talk to this person and he can actually give you some guidelines. It's not like I was thinking like, oh man, like why he's telling something, he don't know the project even. And the guy actually in some case was right, and I understood it now that you need to take it into consideration, you need to talk with this person, and you need to turn this person who is putting the objections on their Twitter, you need to turn him into a buyer somehow. And this is your job as a founder, as a project creator. And so sometimes thought is a good thing, and you need to like use it. So I want to thank you. Thanks this guy, and he's helping. Like, this is the guy who actually raised a thought for us, and he's actually helping a lot now on our Discord. He's coming up in like he have a lot of ideas that we are implementing. And yeah, thank you, man, if you are here. And guys, like, look at the FAT and treat it in the good way.
Yeah, I mean, that's also part of kind of general conflict resolution, right? Conflict doesn't necessarily always have to be bad. It can bring people together. Like, whenever there's a natural disaster or something, communities of people come together to help each other out and, you know, get out of that situation. So yeah, it's something to consider for sure. So yeah, do we have any other questions or comments for any of the speakers and creators up here? Nope. Going once, going twice, and three times. All right, guys. Well, have a great Freshment Friday tomorrow. It's Meteor Shower 15. Thanks again for joining, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Stargaze Week 19 Creator Chat, recorded on Thursday, July 14th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, off and hit the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports in. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me when I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smash. Big drip aristocrat, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hit the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines, and I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise, chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thing could do. 2 plus 2.
Terra Spaces.